Football returns to the North Coast this weekend as the local high school and college seasons get set to kick off. Hello and welcome to this week's Camud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on opening weekend in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week in what was a busy week around the county, including a new beginning for the HDNL, news of a big early season showdown in girls soccer, some volleyball updates, as well as a new partnership and new home for a couple of College of the Redwoods teams. But first up, one of the most highly anticipated weeks of the sports year is upon us as we get set for the opening weekend of the 2026 football season. Six of the nine local high school programs will be in action, along with College of the Redwoods, as they all look to get the new campaign off to a winning start. The game of the weekend here on the North Coast will take place at Fortuna High School on Friday night, as the Huskies get set for a tough test right off the bat against a St. Helena team that made the North Coast Section semi-finals a year ago. And Fortuna fans will be hoping for a better start to the season this year. In 2025, the Huskies lost their opening three games and four of their first six games before closing out strong and reaching an NCS championship game. Head coach Mike Benbow and his players will be hoping for a better start as they look to successfully defend the conference championship they shared with St. Bernard's 12 months ago. The good news for Benbow and his team is that they have plenty of experience in the trenches this year, with all five of their starting offensive linemen back from a year ago. And that experience on the lines might be just what they need to get the fall season off to a successful start. Three other HDNL teams will also be in action on Friday night. The Del Norte Warriors will make their longest road trip of the year when they open at Oakland High School in the Bay Area, while the Hoopa Warriors travel to Trinity and the Ferndale Wildcats play at Anderson High School. Both Del Norte and Hoopa feature new head coaches this year. Deshoney Rice takes over from Curtis Kane at Hoopa, while Nick White returns to the sideline in Crescent City for the first time since 2022, taking over the reins from Darren LaFazio. Two other HDNL teams will kick off their seasons on Saturday, both of them here on the North Coast. On Saturday afternoon, McKinleyville will host Cloverdale, while on Saturday night, the Eureka Loggers will play Windsor at the Redwood Bowl. Three other league teams, the South Fork Cubs, the Arcata Tigers, and the St. Bernard's Crusaders, will all begin their seasons next week. The local college football season also kicks off this weekend, with College of the Redwoods heading to San Jose for a Saturday afternoon showdown. Several local players are expected to play key roles for the Corsairs this fall, including defensive lineman Henry Westfall of Ferndale and Dane Brown of Del Norte, as well as Ferndale playmaker Tanner Pigeon, who was recently named the Cal High Sports Division 5 State Athlete of the Year for 2026. The recently graduated Pigeon starred in three sports during his time as a Wildcat: football, basketball, and baseball, and he was named conference MVP in football and baseball as a senior. According to CR head coach Jason White, Pigeon has been a pleasant surprise during preseason camp, including a strong showing at a recent scrimmage at Southern Oregon, and the exciting playmaker is expected to see plenty of action at various positions on offense this fall. After their season opener, the CR players will return home to host Reedley in their home opener next weekend. CR will play its home games at the Redwood Bowl this year. Switching gears, there was a big announcement from the HDNL this week. The league schools have voted unanimously to change the names of the Big Five and Little Four conferences to better represent the two league conferences. Beginning immediately, the Big Five will now be known as the Pacific Conference, while the Little Four will be known as the Redwood Conference. For a long time, the Big Five traditionally featured the five largest schools in the league, while the Little Four featured the smaller schools. But with a growing emphasis on competitive equity throughout the North Coast section and all across the state, the makeup of the league's conferences has changed in recent years, with smaller schools like St. Bernard's now competing with the bigger schools in football, and larger schools such as Del Norte competing with the smaller schools in girls' soccer. Earlier this year, league officials asked the HDN Student Athlete Advisory Council, which is made up of two student athletes from each of the league's schools, to come up with some different names, and they voted unanimously to accept the Pacific Conference and the Redwood Conference. Switching gears, it was a busy week for several HDNL soccer teams, and it's been a good start to the new season for the Ferndale and St. Bernard's girls. Both teams are off to a 3-0 start, and they will play each other in the Upper Lake tournament on Friday night, giving local fans a taste of what's to come in conference play later in the campaign. On Monday, the Wildcats defeated Fort Bragg 3-0 for their third straight win. The defending conference and NCS Division 1 champs have outscored their first three opponents of the season 16-0. The Crusaders have been almost as impressive, posting one-goal wins over Del Norte and Fortuna before a 3-1 victory over McKinleyville on Wednesday. The SB girls have also been impressing in local high school volleyball this week. On Wednesday evening, the Crusaders travelled to Fortuna and came away with a hard-fought 5-set win. But they had to battle for it, overcoming a 2-sets deficit against a very young Fortuna team that features several freshmen. Also in the news this week, on Thursday afternoon, College of the Redwoods announced that the Corsairs baseball and softball teams have reached a 20-year agreement with the Bear River Casino Resort to host practices and games at the Bear River Sports Complex. And that's this week's Camelot News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.